You're listening to Word of Mouth, your questions answered, your state explored. When you're planning your next big party, you might consider hiring entertainment. Maybe you'll rent a photo booth or a band. But there is another option. Here's producer Jackie Helbert on the unusual way the rental economy is taking shape in New Hampshire.
Rentals aren't just for blockbuster video. May it rest in peace. As far back as ancient Egypt, professional mourners have been offering their services. They put on a dramatic show, so people know you'll be missed. In some countries, it's still a profession. If you're willing to shell out a little extra cash, they'll hurl themselves into your grave. Take that, ex-wife. Newer fads include...
Just hire your very own entourage, from fake paparazzi to adoring fans.
We provide security, paparazzi, an entourage, and of course, crowds of cheering fans.
What is rent-a-grandma?
Talk to any mom in America and they'll always tell you their babysitter's not as good as they'd like it to be. People trust an old granny more. Most people don't have them living around the corner, so now you rent your own grandma.
Cuddle for hire business is booming across the country as thousands make appointments for this fully clothed form of squeezing, tickling, and...
There are some really, New Hampshire-esque rentals out there, too.
We do have insurance, special insurance, for liability. In case they escape and, you know, ran over to a neighboring property and ate something they weren't supposed to eat, you know, maybe the neighbor's prize, roses or something of that nature. My name is Natalie Reed. I own and operate Gap Mountain Goats in Marlborough, New Hampshire.
Natalie says there are a lot of misconceptions
that people have when it comes to renting goats. They feel like we're just going to, you know, show up with a handful of goats or whatever and just kind of let them run loose. And then we'll just load them up after a couple hours and take them home. That's not really how it works.
Gap Mountain transports the goats to a site. They set up water buckets, shelters, and install temporary electric fencing. The brush clearing takes at least 1 week. Some perks? Goats work all day. They work for pennies an hour, and these kids aren't regulated by child labor laws. Goats don't eat everything. They actually have picky palates.
When we let the goats out, they'll, you know, sort of run out and, you know, start nibbling and tasting things and sampling different things, and they're going to hone in on what they like best.
Trick or treat, trick or treat.
It's really no different than kids at Halloween.
Bringing home their Halloween candy and, you know, picking out the stuff they like best and kind of leaving the rest of it, you know, for later.
The perfect trick-or-treat bucket for a goat would be full of poison ivy.
And they will just tear those guys apart.
Speaking of Halloween, what kind of eggs do you serve on Halloween? Deviled eggs.
Definitely easier than a dog anyway. You know, you're not married to the chickens. You know, they don't have to be babysat or anything or watched. You know, we have two breeds that we use this year, Rhode Island Reds and Buff Orpingtons. And the Buff Orpingtons are known, they're known as the golden retriever of the chicken world. And they follow you right in the house.
Look how it's just like chilling, it's not wiggling around or anything.
Yeah, they actually really don't mind being held. My youngest, she scoops them all up and she'll have like eight of them. She's like, oh, my fluff balls.
Aww.
And they love to be close together, like they'll kind of pile up in the corner.
I'm at Templeton Family Organics in Goffstown. They're located on the historic farmstead of Kennedy Hill Farm, founded in 1790.
We've got piles of wood that need to be split. We've got beehives in the back and some old apple trees and pear trees, raspberry bushes and a little brook running through. My name is Christine Templeton.
My name is Brian Templeton, and I am the chief farmhand here at Templeton Family Organics, working for the CEO and president of the organization, my wife, Christine.
We ended up learning about Rent the Chicken last fall, and I just thought, what a hoot. So this one that's right here, she's a meat bird, but she thinks she's a laying hen. I just kept a few meat birds just to see what...
what would happen.
People have lost sight of their food source. They don't touch or feel their food source anymore.
It's kind of hard for them to nail down exactly how many chickens they have.
We have around,
1,500.
They're separated into rental chickens and meat chickens. You definitely don't want to be a meat chicken. The chickens provide yard-to-table eggs, about a dozen a week, but they're more than just a source of eggs.
We don't really have any pet chickens here, but these, like she was saying, these other people from the rented chicken, they are pets. So they do kind of follow, you know, a good friend of ours was our first delivery. She got four hens. These hens follow her all around now, and you know, they walk into her house sometimes.
The girls come with their own pimped out coops.
They are predator proof, and they're very attractive. They look like little barns, mini barns. They're adorable.
They are adorable. The girls also come with food, water, treats, and an owner's manual. The Templetons provide their cell phone number for questions.
Lots and lots of questions, and all good ones, and everything, you know, seems to, everyone's satisfied with the answers, and, you know, it's usually just like, my hen is doing something, rolling around in the dirt, are they okay? And yes, that's a natural, you know, reaction. They love to dust themselves. It helps them keep parasites away.
They're rented out by families, schools, adult daycares, churches, and nursing homes.
Everyone has been so positive about it because it just brings back memories or inspires something new to do other than a screen.
When the weather turns cold, the Templetons will bring the rentals back to the farm.
And then we take it all back in the fall, right when the crappy weather comes.
If someone can't bear to part with their feather baby, they can give them a forever home.
They're going to get a shock, you know, right now. They're, you know, in these beautiful homes where they're being treated like, you know, royalty, you know, treats.
Come back into the gen pop.
Then they're going to come back here and it's going to be a long winter for them.
The most creative animal rental idea I've found is llamas for weddings. They come decked out in top hats and veils. Who wouldn't want that? This winter, I think the Templetons should stuff their girls into tiny little ball gowns so they still get the royal treatment.
That was Jackie Helbert on The Rental Animal. That's it for Word of Mouth. This episode was produced by Jackie Helbert and me, Justine Paradise, with Taylor Quimby, Nick Capodice, Ben Henry, Hannah McCarthy, and our executive producer, Erica Janik. Maureen McMurray is your dancing shoes. Music in this episode from Poddington Bear and Uncle Bibby. Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.